Mike, you want me to ruin your day?
Sure. Stop it.
Ghostbuster.
Shut up.
All right, that's it. That's
wait,
it.
Why no, that's that ruin it. Your day?
It's just going to... See, it's called earworming.
Uh-huh.
He's earworming me.
Okay.
He knows that he can just seed a little melody in my head.
I've done this the entire time we've been friends.
My entire life. He's just fucking... seeds little melodies in my head. He knows exactly what he's doing.
You know what's great? The thing I'm about to do next is gonna... You're not gonna be able to shake it. Ready?
Shut up.
That part, now it's in your brain for the rest of the day. Here, no question.
Mike, I'm gonna help you. We will rock you.
That's the opposite of helping.
That's just gonna put him off of music forever.
Could you mix the two? Could you do a mashup in your head of the two earworms?
No way.
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear it? I can't.
Somebody's done that, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't think that would sound good at all, guys.
I think I can hear it.
Have you ever heard the DMX Ghostbusters mashup? Because it's incredible.
Oh. Hey, you used to love DMX.
I used to.
Do you listen to DMX still?
No, I do not. Actually,
what did that stand for?
Was it an acronym?
Yeah.
Was DMX an acronym? I hope to God it was. Fucking guy just shows up at your door. There's no vowels in your name. Are you sure you're not Damox? You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Josh Harrison, and me, Dapanjani. Enjoy the episode. It's probably good.
I've only seen you text through two movies in your time that I've known you, at
you
least.
You don't do that. You respect do not. The film.
I was sending lines.
You have texted me.
Is that bootlegging?
No.
It's typing up.
I feel like I got the experience.
If I was closed captioning, which is effectively what I was doing, yeah. Am I stealing the movie? Is it bootlegging if I only give it to you two? You didn't pay me for it. Can I FaceTime you into a movie?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know where copyright... So I will say that technology often far exceeds copyright law. Law is always catching up to technology.
What does that mean? I don't understand. I'm not smart enough. I really don't understand.
Well, like streaming music came around way before music copyright caught up to it and like knew what the hell to do with streaming.
Got it. It's the existence of something.
Yeah. So like, I don't know what happens with FaceTime. I don't think...
Should we try it? Can't you like stream in...
This is how you set a precedent.
Yeah. Can't you stream in like 15 people now?
Yeah. No, I think they're doing up to like 48. I don't think it's live yet.
48? I can have my birthday party at a movie theater.
That's true. I bet everybody sitting behind you would fucking love that.
I'll just sit in the back on landscape mode, you know, just to be nice.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Let all my friends watch, I don't know, A Star Is Born. Yeah. Did you guys ever go to movies for birthday parties?
Yes, but I've never gone into the birthday room, though.
What
are you talking about, Mike? There's a birthday room. There's a birthday room in every movie theater
there
in America.
Yep.
And it's always got a huge window, and you can like see all the plates set up.
There's always rainbow-colored confetti and balloons and streamers in there.
I've never been to a birthday room.
Me neither. Here's what I think happened. Whew. Listen to this.
You didn't not invite me.
I would completely invite you to that. Come on.
Thanks.
In that room, what happens is they put little party plates around, little like things of popcorn to make it themed. Mm-hmm. They play some game in there, I think. And then as a group, they go watch a movie. It's like, they eat pizza in the room also. It sounds really great. I don't know if adults can do it. I do know, this is going to be weird, that adults can rent out a Regal theater for Sunday church mass.
Whoa.
Yeah, so if they can do that, we should be able to rent the party room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's not weird that there's no kids.
We are the kids.
No, that
we're the kids.
Let's not talk to them like that. Let's never say that in the pitch meeting.
You don't want to tell them about your like childlike spirit?
Not then. It's not a way to introduce yourself to someone.
Hi, I'm child star Josh Harrison, and I'm turning 34.
I think if you said that, people would ask what you did.
I starred in the direct-to-DVD sequel to Home Alone. Home Alone 5, Stuck in the Basement.
Yeah, it was Home Alone 5, Never Left.
Home Alone 5, Mom's Out to Get Groceries. There were four Home Alones?
I don't know. There were two with Macaulay Culkin, and I think there was at least one more.
Yes, the bowl cut kid. Remember him?
There was one with a female star, I think.
Was there?
That must have been the fourth Home Alone.
Are you sure that wasn't Monkey Trouble? Because I mixed those up a lot, and I had a huge crush on that girl.
Monkey Trouble?
Yeah, she had like a little tiny monkey that she kept in her backpack.
She wear a backwards hat?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the monkey kept stealing because the monkey used to be trained by some thief. She got really mad at the monkey because she found out he stole all of these watches and everything.
This fucking monkey.
Yeah.
What happens at the end? Does he steal her heart or something? This is nonsense.
I think so, yeah.
By the way, are you asking me if I confused what I thought I watched with this show?
It wasn't a show, it was a movie. It was in the same vein.
How does it end?
I don't remember.
Anyone? This is instead of how does it end?
Ends up the monkey was a robot the whole time, programmed to steal.
Why?
You asked me to come up with an ending.
Of a monkey. Robot monkey.
Then just make the movie about a robot monkey. Don't add.
That's the twist, though.
What twist? Is there a sequel to this?
Dude, have you ever seen a movie?
A movie can have a twist in the third act that changes your perspective on the entire rest of the movie. Because now you're looking at it. Originally, you were like, okay, somebody just like trained this monkey. But now you're like, somebody programmed this monkey.
This motherfucker's a robot.
Do you find out who did it?
I mean, well, I came up with a twist, Mike.
Zoologist.
Wait. Hang on. I was going to ask you to wait a second before you said anything, but you said the zoologist, so this paints me into a corner. Mm-hmm. How did the zoologist come to build a robot monkey? And please keep in mind what story you're in. I don't want to lose sight of the fact that Josh has added this twist to an already pretty complicated scenario.
Being home alone.
No, this is not Home Alone. Okay, I'm really glad we're clarifying right now.
Okay.
We're not talking about Home
Purely
Alone.
Purely in the Monkey Trouble verse.
That's because that's the only verse with a monkey between these two verses. So, in that world, why did the zoologist do it?
The thing about the zoologist is that the zoologist is a cyborg.
He himself is a robot.
He himself is a cyborg.
So he's a half robot.
Much like his daughter.
What? Oh, God.
How could a robot have sex with a human and not have a kind of robot baby?
Wait. The monkey's owner is also a robot?
Okay.
Is she
Mike,
the daughter, or have we confused this?
Okay, Mike, can I try and clarify?
No, wait.
Please do.
Just introduce a second little girl?
It's robots on robots on robots.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
That's why they were actually drawn to each other. So we got the zoologist that programmed this monkey. Zoologist cyborg.
What the fuck am I doing?
Zoologist cyborg has a daughter that is also part cyborg. She has
naturally.
She has a robotic.
She's got a robotic
foot. It lets her jump really high, like a monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly like a monkey.
Yeah.
That in crazy some way feels wrong. That sentence. Something you're saying is incorrect there. She's got a foot like a monkey. I don't like that. I don't like how that sounds. But it allows her to jump very high. Okay.
Yeah. And she can hang from a branch from her feet, too, because now her feet can like curl all the way around like a monkey's foot can.
How does this story conclude the previous story? Who is this girl? Why have you introduced her now?
Maybe the zoologist dad tried to invent this monkey to please his daughter. He like tried to...
Yeah. So he made the monkey second?
Also, the dad is Charlton Heston.
Why?
Because this is Planet of the Apes. It's Planet of the Robot Apes.
Dude.
What happened to the little girl from the start of this movie? Remember when her regular monkey was stealing things? Do you remember that story? Does anybody remember?
It was a robot thing the whole time.
That's the other twist.
Yeah.
That's the other twist. Four wasn't enough.
Yeah.
There are 5 twists in this movie.
Dude, movies.
Mike, if you can remember the 5 twists in this movie, I don't know. I'll get you a milkshake from that place you like that I can see. You don't have to look at it.
Do you know they have strawberry Oreo milk?
Yeah, you tell me that all the time.
Do you know what an amazing combo? Okay.
I'll buy it for you.
Little girl, she has a monkey for some reason. Is there a twist in there? Is that just like a built-in number one?
It's not okay. A twist. That's a situation.
Twist one down. Turns out, monkey, it has been programmed. Stealing monkey. Robot monkey. Twist okay. two.
You combined. Okay, that's fine.
Turns out, a cyborg doctor vet invented the monkey. Twist 3.
Is that a zoologist?
The zoologist. Veterinarian zoologist.
Tell me what a zoologist does. The fact that you're not saying helps injured animals tells me that they're not veterinarians.
I feel like saying you're a zoologist is saying I'm like an officeologist. You know? Like, that's too vague. Zoologists do all kinds of stuff, man. They work in zoos.
Can you confirm that?
No.
No, you can't. What's your take on this? This was all your idea.
I just see the dollar signs. Like, this is going to be...
Boom, boom, boom. Moneymaker.
How is this a moneymaker? There's not even... Nothing has happened, really. Like, things just keep happening, but nothing has happened.
People go nuts for this shit. Westworld is all about, like, are any of these people actually robots?
What does it even mean to be a robot?
Battlestar Galactica had a lot of the same thing. Like, who was a Cylon?
Those movies and TV shows have stories. Do you guys get that?
Yeah, this does too.
Name your characters.
Her name is Alex Mack.
Dude. I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You agree.
And her monkey's name, a little bit of foreshadowing, her monkey's name is Robaboon.
She should have known.
I think I have a pretty good idea for a radio station.
Okay.
You do?
We're already partway there. This is kind of an internet radio station.
This idea is very different from what we do here.
Okay.
This idea is called the 10 Years Ago Station, and it exclusively plays music from 10 years prior to the current year, and that way it can maintain nostalgia forever.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How good of an idea is that for a radio station? Sirius is just like 90s, 80s, 70s. I get it. It's an organization. There are patterns to that music. But what people are really feeling is, hey, I'm not old yet. You know when you feel that from songs that are 10 years old, but you know all the words?
I totally agree.
This is a great idea.
10 years ago is my perpetual wheelhouse.
This is perfect. I think this brand can be expanded to many things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been trying to put this on our digital paper forever. And now I can do it because we're all in person.
Okay.
So I have 2 witnesses. Don't both of you screw me.
I mean, I thought you were saying this is a good idea for us.
Us.
Fine.
We.
Fine. Yeah. You know what? A half second there, I thought about all the reasons I could give where you have contributed nothing to this. But it's not worth the fight. I'd rather split this idea. That's fine.
Okay.
You can have a... You're going to do a third of the work each, Mike. You're going to do a third of the work.
What was on the radio in 2008?
This is typically where Josh Googles stuff.
We would have Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
That's what my...
It's fine. There were other songs from 10 years ago.
Okay. I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
Love that song.
Yeah, that one's good. Yeah.
Is that one's still fine?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems a little touchy. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of touchy, Touch My Body by Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey had a top apparently hit in 2008.
Do you know Mariah Carey is like, I think she is the person with the most number one hits of all time.
Really?
Past the Beatles and everything. I think that's a thing. It's like a weird stat. Can you look that up?
I can't. So while we're talking about Mariah Carey, I was hosting like a friend's Christmas thing a couple years ago.
Hang on. You're struggling to do something with the phone and talk. Every other word is a pause.
Okay. Anyway, so...
You're still doing it. Anyway, go on.
No, it's fine. So I was in charge of music.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah. So I found a good Christmas playlist, but I elected, instead of doing the entire thing, to just put Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You on repeat and see how long it took our guests to discover that this was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that John Mulaney bit.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
What do you mean kind of? It's the exact same bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still fun. I'm not trying to knock it, but like, it's literally the same bit. It's just a different song in a different place.
It took like 25 minutes for somebody to say, for somebody to ask if that was what was happening.
25 minutes.
People love that song. Yeah. It's pretty much the same all the way through the whole time, except for the start.
It's a good song, though.
Where she really ramps people up.
Yeah.
Who is she talking to? Her voice is so filled with emotion in that recording. Was she into Nick Cannon back then?
I was going to say, was it Nick?
It's pre-Nick.
It's way pre-Nick.
Yeah. How did Nick Cannon landed Mariah Carey?
For a minute.
That's a good get.
Yeah.
He had to probably go through a crazy amount of life connections to get to meet Mariah Carey. Then he married her.
What if he met her at a meet and greet? Do you think that's ever happened?
Ooh.
Hollywood meet and greet.
Wait, yeah. Let's keep this reasonable. I'm going to come up with a new instead of right now.
Okay.
I am capable.
Okay. I'm your biggest fan. Would you like to get dinner?
That's not my instead of.
And then you get married sometime. Have that happen.
No, I don't like this. I'm coming up with a question. I'm not marrying anyone, getting dinner. Realistically, of people who would be at conventions or you could meet them around the city, and there are A-listers that totally do it, who would you go and try to see right now with the intention of trying to strike up a romance?
So it has to be a romance. It can't just be hanging out.
It has to be a romance, and it has to be a realistic person you could meet on this circuit. And again, to mention, I think in the next few days, the Avengers are coming to Chicago, like the actual actors.
Okay.
So it's not as if the main people are off the table.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, if you're going for the cream of the crop, you're going to have to impress Elizabeth Olsen. It's not going to be easy for you. Mm-hmm.
So
walk me through who and walk me through your strategy.
I would pick an extra from Avengers.
Would they be there for you to meet? Why are you laughing?
Probably. Well, I just think like...
Probably. Why would an extra be at Chicago Comic Con?
Because she is a good friend of Mark Ruffalo, who... and that's why she's in the movie.
Okay, so your plan is to meet this woman at Mark Ruffalo's table. You just happen to know she'll be there.
Yeah. And she's... Well, because I'm not going to be able to... I'm not good enough to get Scarlett Johansson or something.
Hey, man, come on. These are the Avengers. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Shoot for the moon.
I will not be able to get Natalia Romanoff.
I'm not saying...
Is that her name?
I'm not saying shoot for the fictional character. Okay, fine. Look, you're here. Okay. Somehow you knew she was going to be at Mark Ruffalo's table.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. You're at the front of the line. Here's Mark.
Yeah.
Go.
Hi.
No, hang on. I don't think there's going to be any role playing here. I know, Mike, you want to be Mark Ruffalo. You've tried to be for a long time.
Oh, I thought that I was saying hi to this person.
You have not yet described him. You're going to walk right past Ruffalo at the front of the table? Treat this like it's happening, Josh.
And I'm telling you, that is my move. Think about it. Everybody's lining up to see Mark Ruffalo. If I'm like, no, I don't give a shit about Mark Ruffalo. I want to talk to you. That's going to make her feel really special.
That's pretty good.
There's no way for me to argue that. Okay, so
you've got a very Ruffalo move of you.
Ruffalo wouldn't do that.
He would respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would
Ruffalo would respect it, but if it was him, he'd be like, excuse me, one second. Like, get past. That's what he'd do.
True. He'd kind of self-deprecate past you.
He's not going to self-defecate. That's not his flirting
move. I was going to say, I can say that again, but.
Okay, you walk past. There she is.
I don't think we need to play this out too much more. I think that that's my
I think
end.
You just won.
Yeah.
You have no idea what to do next.
Nope.
No, that's it. Guys, standing in front of a woman is a big first step. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Huge one.
Yeah.
But you got to take a lot of follow-up steps, not only to be the best version of yourself and potentially win them over, but to continue winning them over. You can't just show up, cut off Mark Ruffalo, and expect it's all good from here.
Well, no. It wouldn't be forever, but I could ask if Mark Ruffalo could come to our date, and then I would ignore him and only pay attention to her. Like, this would be a...
She's friends with Mark Ruffalo.
Your whole strategy is to just shit on Mark Ruffalo.
She likes Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, he put her in the Avengers.
Yeah, I like Mark Ruffalo, too. And, like, I'm not going to be exceptionally rude to him, but, like, I'm going to... If, like... There starts to be a one-on-one conversation with me and Mark. I'm going to redirect, and I'm going to, like, push Mark out of that and get some one-on-one conversation going with me and whoever this woman is.
Why did you invite him to the date?
Because being able to shun him would show that I care.
Unbelievable. Yeah. This is such a bad plan. You plan on having a dinner for three where you willfully ignore one of the people, hoping the other is impressed by this.
And I'll make sure that it's a really fancy place, and I'll see if I can get Mark to pay for it, because he's a rich celebrity.
I am still not convinced you're capable of asking the two of them out on a joint date, let alone asking Mark Ruffalo to pay for dinner, all right? The gall for you to even try. Mike.
Mm-hmm. The gall sounds like a good villain to the Hulk, by the way.
Yeah. Mike.
What?
Who are you going after?
And
you know what? If you want to throw a little flavor on this from earlier in the idea, could be someone who was in their prime 10 years ago. You could pick from that pool. That could be a little bit fun.
I didn't have that option.
I don't think any option could have saved you.
I am famously crushing on...
Lizzie McGuire?
Alice Levine.
Who's that?
From My Dad Wrote a Porno, famous podcaster, world tourer.
So you got something in common on the, well, on the podcast front.
Right.
Not so much the world tour.
Right. Yeah. Well,
we'll get there,
we'll
bud.
See. Yeah.
You've traveled the world.
I've been to two other outside of America.
That's not how you say that.
I've been to two others. There was America, the first other, and the other. Then I came back to America because it's the only one.
Alice Levine performed at the Chicago Theater up State Street right there.
Oh, did you
I was
her?
There.
Hey.
Oh.
I was there.
Wait, so you got a chance? Did you meet her?
I didn't meet her.
This is the love of your life?
Well, yeah.
Same room?
Like 100 feet away.
100 feet away. No
100
plan.
Feet away. No plan.
Remember
didn't have
when
you.
I said earlier just showing up wasn't enough? This is literally what I meant.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah. So instead of a meet and greet, how do you turn the tables from being a member of seat 23J into getting her attention? You just went to the show. Like, there's no
just
meet and
went
greet
to the
table.
Show. See, I thought about this a lot before I went.
Because, like, if you heckle, then that's not good. But also,
no.
That's kind of your only option.
No, like...
It's yeah. not your only option.
It isn't.
Keep in mind who is giving you advice.
I'm just saying, like, you know...
Hey, why don't you heckle her?
I mean, it is sort of a... It is... She's got the microphone, and I'm one of many. How do I get her to like me?
So when you thought about this deeply, mm-hmm. or what is likely to have been hours, what did you land upon?
Well, I don't really know what her preference is diamond-wise.
You did not buy but her a diamond ring.
I don't know yet, right? So I had to prepare several different, like, options.
What do you mean you had to prepare?
What, so you
them?
Bought several diamonds?
You bought multiple diamonds?
You can print out.
No, Mike! Like, did you take pictures
or,
of
yeah.
diamond rings to this performance?
You have it in your wallet. You'd be like, hey, Alice.
No.
Never met you.
Oh, my God.
So at what point are you doing this? Because
that's true.
How are you more concerned with the when?
They signed their books.
Huh?
I have their book. I have okay. the book.
Done.
Book I have signing.
There was a book signing after. I didn't go to it because I was with...
What?
I was with my friend and I didn't want to reveal how, like, extreme my crush was.
This is a public podcast.
Yeah. I didn't want to propose to her in front of my friend.
Just in general, don't propose on...
Don't propose.
I'm not saying ever, but it is very highly likely the first time you meet a woman, she is highly unlikely to accept your proposal for
marriage.
Probably
going to hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to know why?
Yeah.
She just met you.
Yeah.
What if it's
she
love?
She just met you.
What if it's love at first sight?
What if we both just know?
Well, I mean, you already know. Yeah. I'm saying, what if she immediately knows? What if she sees these luscious locks and this chiseled jawline? And
is it a thing? I will ask it on behalf of, be honest to the people who believe in it. Is it real? Have either of you ever experienced it? With anything, it doesn't have to be romantic. Something that struck you.
Something that's just...
Is it real?
I kind of like fell in love with the first iPhone when Steve Jobs revealed it.
It shows up on the screen and he's like, fuck.
Did you see how smooth that scrolling was? That didn't exist before. You could pinch to zoom in on a picture.
Oh, don't say pinch.
Oh, man. You went out and bought like an all black turtleneck that night.
Just call me Steven.
It's Mr. Jobs to you.
Recently, I had something very, very nice happen to me.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a massage.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. I like
it. It happened to me.
I know it happened to you. It's just a weird description of it.
The way that you're saying it, it sounds like you stumbled into this.
I paid for it.
So it was a consensual massage.
It was on. Yeah, it was an appointment. It was in a specified place and time.
Okay.
I didn't stumble into a massage, although I would not be opposed. Listeners,
please don't ask our listeners.
Please, actually, don't ever massage me without asking.
Have you ever had that guy at the office that like comes up behind you and just like puts his hand on your shoulder and just kind of like squeezes a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
It sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have had that.
Stop it, Abhishek. I don't think you listen to this, but stop it.
The best thing about my massage is that the place I got it is located in my office building.
Oh,
extremely convenient.
Yeah, took a little break from work.
Lunch hour massage.
You got a lunch hour massage?
Got a lunch hour massage.
That's the dream.
Like, right?
Wow. Yeah.
The thing is,
you didn't eat lunch.
That was the secondary thing. Primary thing, the location in the building is a massage school.
Oh. Okay.
So I got a student massage.
The B team.
The B team, so to speak. It was a good massage.
Okay.
I got it.
Wait, you said they? Were there multiple people massaging you?
Do they call them the Shiatsuns?
So you've found the crux of my issue.
I am. Truly, I am confused.
You know how, like, when you get a massage, you're in a room with just the masseuse?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I've had a massage in a mass room before.
Me too now. Me too now. Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
It was so weird.
Were you clothed? I didn't know I was supposed to be unclothed.
I was unclothed.
I didn't know that. He massaged me in my jeans.
With your clothes.
That sounds... Oh, no.
Did he touch the denim?
It was... It was like a big, strong high school kid. Who just kept yelling anytime someone called him. And it was like a very quiet mass massage place. Oh. And it was called Two Smiling Feet or something. It was a very painful and good foot massage. But then he just kept going. Damn. And it was my legs. And my shirt got all wrinkled afterwards. And it's just like, hey, I'm at work. Don't call me right now. It's just like, dude, please, just turn the phone off. This is so avoidable.
That's the least relaxing type of massage.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he was a kid who could comfortably whoop my ass. You know, he was one of those huge, strong 17-year-olds.
Big old hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many people were in this room, Mike?
So it was set up sort of like a, you know, when you see like in a zombie movie, like a ER triage in like a high school gym kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like that.
Wait, that's troubling. It seems fine. I'd get massaged in a high school gym.
The only thing that I can think of that's worse than that.
What?
Well, hang on. That's if I was ever getting any action.
You may
in high
want
school.
To reverse Okay.
Do you see how I saved that, Michael?
Uh-huh.
The only way that I could see that being any worse is if it was one of those, like a learning school where people are watching you do surgery. Your operating table is basically a massage table and you're just lying there and there's just like a crowd of students just watching.
So you know what happened?
No.
Someone came in and gave notes live.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard
you
everyone...
had to pay for this?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you outraged by? I would argue he got two experiences.
I did. It was honestly, I learned a lot about how to massage.
Hell yeah, you did. Yeah. I get it. I'm into this. Okay, what'd you learn?
Yeah. Effleurage.
What?
You know, that's the one, I can't do that with a microphone in my hand.
No, it just looked like you were kind of pawing.
Well, you really, it's a two-hand technique.
It's like cat kneading?
Yeah, it's like a cat kneading.
He did that with one hand.
He has a cat. That's the thing. Some cat owners. I learned about the scapula, scapulae.
Is that on how your knee?
No, that's your shoulder blades.
It doesn't seem like something that would be on your knee.
That's the patella. Oh. Also learned about the patella.
They brought up the patella?
Got some runner's knee. Yeah.
Some people can make their shoulder blade kind of stick out, and you know what that's called? A flying scapula.
A flying scapula.
Sounds like a UFC move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't believe he came up with a UFC move. I'll be damned.
My instead of for you is, give me a situation in which it just wasn't what it's supposed to be. I thought I was going to get a lunch hour massage, relaxing sort of spa experience, and I got a zombie triage.
How did that not end up what you thought it was going to be? Let me squeeze in this lunchtime massage. My first time doing this is going to be the best time doing this, I'm sure. I have a quick one. When I moved to Seattle, I've mentioned this before, I did errands in different neighborhoods just to get to know the neighborhoods. And I got my haircut in the International District.
Ooh.
Effectively under a bridge at what I found out was also a beauty school.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't mind at all.
Very parallel.
Yeah.
Honest to God, 1 hour haircut.
That thorough?
No.
Okay.
Just that slow. I mean, he was learning, you know,
yeah.
I get it.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it would be the same amount of time. That was a bit silly. Mm. But the weird things you learned were more technique and relevant. It's a weird thing when a student is cutting your hair during week 4 of his divorce.
Oh, my word.
You know, it's in his best interest to cut my hair slow. Mm-hmm. I get it. There's a lot in there, but I didn't expect that.
Because they're kind of like a bartender sometimes. Like, you can just kind of talk at them.
Right.
I usually don't hear the other way around.
You got to stop talking at people.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I have a good relationship with the person that cuts my hair because she's been cutting my hair for many years now.
Right.
I don't know. If you meet somebody new, sometimes it's just like, how was your week? And then you just kind of like go and they're just kind of used to that.
Fair enough. Hair enough. What's your thing? What didn't you expect?
I mean, I'm sure that there have been a few things like that that have happened to me, but I actually was the cause of that for many other people.
Ooh.
That sounds enticing to you. He was the reason people's expectations
were not met.
Yeah.
Actually, that is exciting.
I would love to hear about that. Yeah.
Okay. So when I was at Harmonix, I did a lot on Twitch, which is, you know, video game live streaming and everything. And
explain that, but don't explain Harmonix. Great.
Well, I mean, that's not a relevant part of the story. They make like Rock Band and shit. So I got to build live stream set at this office. And it was so cool. Like, I worked with a set designer and we had like these really cool, like we used those Philips Hue light bulbs. So that like, whole thing changed color. It looked awesome. Like, I was so
very
happy.
Cool.
You built it with your bare hands?
I didn't build it, but like I basically... Well, I contracted somebody to design it, and like I was the one that was like making all the design decisions, so I did all that.
Set designer.
Yeah, I was a set designer, and like also the producer for the project, and all of these things.
Who built it? I want to meet that person.
I don't know.
You already know, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
I'm kidding. I saw it. It was a beautiful studio.
But the thing was that we didn't have enough room for this on the main floor of our office. Mm-hmm. So like Harmonix has one entire floor in a building in the financial district in Boston. And then they have like a really large basement storage unit. I don't know, maybe a quarter the size of the entire office, like tons and tons of space.
Wow.
And they just had a ton of shit down there. They had like old prototypes for the Beatles rock band instruments. It was like super cool to go back there if you're a fan of that stuff.
Is it organized or is it hoarders?
It's like a little of column A, a little of column B. People have definitely tried to make a dent in it, and you can see those areas, and then there are the other ones.
If things are in columns, it's definitely hoarders.
Yeah. But anyway, so like, this was a piece of shit, scary basement. This was the basement of a building that's been around for like over 100 years. It's, I would use the word dank to describe it.
A dank basement.
Yeah, a dank basement. People
I
called
dank
it.
Dank was cool.
Dank.
It's like sick. It means both.
Sick is pretty bad in some ways.
When you mean the word sick as intended, it's one of the worst words in the English language. It just cuts you.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I'm not even going to say anything personal. Listen to this. Yeah, I just found out he got real sick. Didn't that break your heart?
No, because he just like started skateboarding.
He just got real sick.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
We're making light of a very serious thing that's happened to somebody.
Yeah.
He didn't get real sick air. He just got real sick.
Yeah.
Major is sick.
He's coughing. Ugh. They say his toes are going to fall off. Not from some sick grind. They're just going to rot off. He's sick.
So anyway, when we're live streaming, it's the back wall. We had one wall where I had our operations manager dude do like really cool graffiti. Some really sick graffiti. He does. He like. He's an awesome artist. And then we put up this false wall on the other side to kind of like separate it from the rest of the basement. So when you're watching the live stream, it looks great. It's really well lit because I had studio lights in there. I put a carpet down. We had all the
you
nice.
You put the carpet down?
Not personally, but. But so yeah, we.
We.
So if you're watching from Twitch, it's gorgeous. It looks great. And then whenever guests would come, it's a shitty basement. The lights were like flickering. There were literally rats down there sometimes.
Oh, no. Rats?
Rats.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, I saw more than one rat there. There was some like really big spiders. When it rained a lot, it leaked in and there were just like puddles on the ground.
What the hell?
So this happened so many times where people would go and they'd be like sitting on the couch that I picked out. Picked out, that I did. And
I clicked that. Order now.
And they're just so distracted because you're looking behind the cameras where it's just a shit show of everything. Every single time somebody came that had seen our stream and then visited the studio, every time it was like a, oh, I picture this being a little different.
Yeah, geez. Can I ask, why didn't you close it off?
We needed permission from the building to do a lot of stuff. Like, we couldn't hang the studio lights from the ceiling. We had to, like, put them on stands and everything. We couldn't, like, make permanent modifications, which is why it was a false wall and stuff.
Got it. So when you can't do stuff, it's we. Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, you can subscribe to our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you get podcasts. I think we've done a fairly comprehensive job of being on those channels. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at InsteadOfFM, I think. And if you want to go to the internet and look at our website, it's InsteadOf.FM. And if you want to reach out to any of the three of us, I think someone has snuck in links to our personal profiles. I don't know how I feel about that, but we're accessible. Well, all right. We'll be back next week. Have a good week, and we'll see you then. Bye. So, met each other.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
What's that like?
Hi.
It was cool.
Don't
we
look
hugged.
At me. Look
we
at
hugged.
Each other.
I wasn't sure if we would hug or what, but we hugged right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Straight hug. I knew I was. Handshake hug.
No, I knew I was going in for the hug.
I knew. I was like, I'm going to hug him if he doesn't hug me.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Wait, you would have hugged him if his arms were crossed on his chest?
Well, I would have initiated a hug if he didn't initiate it first. But I feel like it was a pretty simultaneous hug, right? It was.
That's great. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. How was your time? You spent a little bit of time together without me.
It was good.
Yeah. We talked about...
Chatted.
Yeah. I'm not going to... reveal our secrets because
we now have a private relationship.
You have an independent friendship.
Yeah
That's great.
I mean, that art, I texted him about Ozark earlier today too.
Yeah, right when you landed too.
Yeah,
like one of the first texts after you landed.
Are you gonna tell me that now your relationship is not significantly more meaningful than when you sent that text? You've seen each other
now that I know what his mouth I don't like saying his mouth in front of him.
You thought about his mouth? Why?
It just moves when he talks now.
Oh, shit. That has never been a thought that's crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Anything you've been waiting to say to each other now that I'm here? You could talk shit about me jointly. Does that help?
We did that before you got
that's
here.
That's great.
Yeah, we covered that.
Nothing like a common enemy.
Yeah.
Common enemy and oil money. That's going to unite people.